Buckle up for a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined here by Lily Firth, aka Voice of Lily. We're talking about Lily's debut single, Island Proud. How are we doing this morning, Lily?
I'm great, my bro. How are you?
I'm very chill. I'm super chill. It's been a banger of a radio show, and I'm finally glad we get to talk. We've had a couple of setbacks, but no, it's great to finally speak to you.
We've made it happen nonetheless.
Exactly, exactly. So we're going to be jumping straight into this track. There's quite an ominous but optimistic sounding, I think it's a wind instrument that opens your song Island Proud. What is that instrument?
It is a conch shell.
A conch shell?
It's a conch shell. So, you know, in the islands, we use the conch shell when we're calling people. Mm-hmm. And if there is a meeting, if there's special announcements, if there is a special message that needs to be shared, there's lots of reasons why we use the conch shell. Mm-hmm. But it's the sound of a conch shell.
Wow. Do you use different conch shells for different... for different purposes? Like, say, if it's a help conch shell or if it's a meeting conch shell? Or...
I would say so, because they obviously come in different sizes. Mm-hmm.
How do you...
But yes.
Did you just find this one, or how did you get your hands on this conch shell?
We found it, and it had to be the right sounding one. But it, fortunately, thanks to technology... We didn't have to go out to the islands and find someone to play it. So,
shout out technology.
Yeah.
There's a portion of your song Island Proud where you highlight a lot of islands in the Pacific, from the Torres Strait to Aotearoa. With Island Proud, are you focusing or trying to bring a bit of a pan-Pacific moment of solidarity, rather than being proud of any specific country?
Absolutely, and I wish the song was long enough for me to mention all the islands.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot.
there's a lot. I was able to squeeze a lot in there. But it is definitely a song that I wanted to share that would have the listener feel a sense of pride, would bring unity. Coming from West Papua myself, I really felt the need to do that because I've feel like West Papuans are still kind of finding their way and be acknowledged as part of the South Pacific family because of our dark history and because we are still unlawfully colonized by Indonesia. And so I want to bring West Papua closer to the South Pacific family. Mm-hmm. And I hope that this song would, you know, play a part in that.
See, I until I started doing some research for our corridor, I didn't even know that was the case. Because we used to play Risk all the time as a kid, and Papua New Guinea is like one country in Risk, so I just assumed it was. And then I never knew about it. But so I guess thank you very much for educating me on that issue. Speaking of Papua. You and your family have moved around countries throughout your childhood, from West Papua to the Netherlands and finally to Canberra. What was the decision to finally move to Canberra, and was there much of a Papuan community when you got there?
Okay, so winding the clock back, my parents had to escape West Papua. Mm. So that's the reason why we had to move.
Yeah.
They escaped West Papua in the late 70s because my dad was in a band called the Black Brothers, and they sang songs of freedom for our people and literally became a threat to the government. Mm. So they had to flee to Papua New Guinea, and like you said, to the Netherlands, to Vanuatu, and then finally to Canberra. Now, there wasn't any Papuans in Canberra. We were the first West Papuan refugees to arrive in Australia, let alone Canberra. And so we kind of had to, you know, create our own community.
Mm-hmm.
So that was tough at that time, especially in the late 80s. We were kind of the only coloured black people, you know, first black kids at our school,
mm-hmm.
our street kind of thing. So,
sorry to interrupt you there. Is there more of a Papuan community in Australia, and in particular in Melbourne, because you're Melbourne based? Is there more of a Papuan community there now?
Yes, there is. It's not a huge number. I think there's probably about maybe 300. It's quite small, but they're very kind of like it's quite tight knit.
That's beautiful. The song is sung in English and Tok-Pisin, Pisin, which is one of the many, many languages spoken in Papua New Guinea. Did you grow up speaking this language, or is it something that you had to connect with later in life?
I grew up speaking Bishlama because I spent about the first 5 years of my life in Vanuatu. So I spoke Bishlama, which is quite similar. So I chose to write the song in Tok-Pisin because, as you said to me earlier, Papua is one big land, but there's a border down the middle, a colonial border. The western part and the eastern part don't speak the same language. And so I chose Tok-Pisin because it's a common language that's spoken in Papua New Guinea. And I just wanted to be able to maybe teach the language a little bit to my people in West Papua, and they can then maybe use some words to be able to communicate with our brothers and sisters next door and bring them a little bit closer together.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Really, really admire what you're doing there with that work. The press release mentions that the song has been a long time in the making. How long was the song in the vault for?
Oh, gosh. The song was written probably a couple of years ago, but my plan to become a solo artist has been a very, very long time coming, like years and years. It's something that I've always wanted to do as a little girl, but I've always been, and it just wasn't the right season for it. I've been in the music kind of scene for many, many years. I've supported other artists. I've fronted a band with my sisters, but I've never actually had a solo career, but it's something that I've always wanted to do. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of your sisters, you guys used to be in a band. Can we expect to see a reunion of your band on the upcoming album?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. Possibly.
Possibly.
We're still, got a lot of things in the pipeline. My sisters and I still perform together. They do backing vocals for me. They do backing vocals for my husband, for Mitch as well. Mm-hmm. So we're still singing together. We're still kind of creating together. But in terms of a reunion, we'll just have to watch this space, I guess.
Okay, we will watch this space. We will watch this space. Consider the space watched.
Yeah.
Have you got an upcoming album, correct?
Well, right now, I'm just dropping single by single, okay, and we'll see what happens.
We're just taking it one step at a time.
One step at a time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I would love to see a reunion of your sister's band. I listened to a few of the tracks on, I think it was SoundCloud, and I really dug the dub songs in particular. I really liked.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries. Thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. It was great chatting to you.
You're welcome.
Right, thank you so
Talk
much.
Talk soon.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Alrighty, that was Lily Firth, aka Voice of Lily, talking about their new song, Island Proud, their debut single. We're going to play it here on The One. It's currently 10:39 on the Late Breakfast program on The One. Let's get into it. Here is Island Proud from Voice of Lily. Take care. Ka kite.
Long time penis, not now and by my tiny best. Freedom is a long half long me on your fellow day. You fellow stars from Sim Dotty long brand new day.
You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find audio like this online at r1.co.nz or wherever quality podcasts congregate.